Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part 12. Today we talk about how the trees and stones used to acknowledge Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a miraculous way. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I was once walking with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah, and every mountain, every tree that we passed greeted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mountain spoke, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. The tree spoke, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. This is an authentic narration in Sahih Muslim. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma says, once a Bedouin came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, How will I know that you are genuinely a Nabi? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the tree. There was a tree nearby. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the tree, come. The tree split the ground, came and fell down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Nabi of Allah told the tree, go back. He told the Bedouin, now do you believe that I am a prophet of Allah? And the Bedouin immediately accepted Islam. According to another narration, that once this transpired on journey, Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator, and the Bedouin came and asked the question, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the tree testifies, will you believe? He said, how can the tree testify? Of course, if the tree testifies, I'll believe. And the tree spoke and said, Ashhadu annaka Rasulallah, I bear testimony. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the tree, it came. And the tree gave testimony that this is the Prophet of Allah, and the tree went back. There's a narration of Sahih Muslim. Jabir radiallahu anhu is the narrator. He says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to relieve himself in a particular field, but it was an open field, and now you need trees to conceal yourself, right? And the trees were scattered on the periphery. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the first tree, caught the branch and said, in the name of Allah, obey me. And he dragged the tree, splitting the ground to a particular point, and took the second one and dragged it until he created a fence, and he was able to cover himself, conceal himself whilst answering the call of nature. A last one I will mention, and perhaps the most famous one. Before the pulpit, the minbar, was built for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by a carpenter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lean against a tree trunk. Now a tree trunk is dead, it's been detached from its roots, right? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to lean on it. And the day the pulpit came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now climbed onto the pulpit, and he was not leaning on the tree trunk. The tree started crying. It started sobbing. It was witnessed by all of the Sahaba. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to come and had to pacify the tree. And then only it became calm. So we see in the trees and in the mountains the miraculous happenings at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.